Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're celebrating Mother's Day by talking about a mother's influence. Can you look back and reflect back on mother's influence in your life? How has your mother influenced your life? I'm looking at Proverbs, the 1st chapter and the 8th verse. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. And then in Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 20, the scripture says, my son, keep the father's, thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Amen.
And then we find in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22, these words, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Pastor Davis, I believe that we find a lot of kids today, if I can use that term, sons and daughters, that when they move out, they get married, move out, and dad gets up in years, they forsake them, forget them, leave them abandoned, them alone. And we're finding that more in society today than I believe in any other culture and society in history past. This is the reason you find so many that are left languishing in nursing homes where the family, the kids, the sons and daughters just ignore, abandon mom and dad.
Amen.
But
Amen.
If mom and dad, mom's had an influence on your life, and every mother, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, every mother has had an indelible influence on every child's life, either for good and godliness, for greatness, or for goodness, but a mother has had an influence on your life.
Amen. Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, God put it in his word for a reason. Amen. For us to honor first fathers and mothers. And he said, this is the first commandment with promise.
Yes.
That thy days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Yes.
We need to learn how to do that. Just like the word of God says, if we do that, Dr. Youngblood, I believe that God will continue to pour blessings in our lives.
Absolutely.
But we have to honor the father and the mother. Now, today, I know we are placing emphasis on the mother.
On mother.
Because let's make sure we understand this. Fathers and mothers are not to be in competition for the children's love.
That's right.
The way that Isaac and Rebekah did.
That's right.
See, because they got there, and one loved Jacob and one loved Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused a division in the family. Well, we're not supposed to live like that.
That's right.
Amen. But if we learn how to love equally, Dr. Youngblood, and even on today, I want to say I thank God also for the Caucasian mothers. Amen. And now listen, I'm not saying this, amen, in a sarcastic way.
No, I understand.
I want you to know and understand there were some Caucasian people in my life that also helped to shape my life.
Yes.
That loved me, gave me love just like my mother did.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I love them equally as well. Miss Barbara Smith. Amen. Mm-hmm. I have great respect for that lady on today.
That's right.
Because Dr. Youngblood, I said something out of the way to her one day, and she tore my fanny up just like my mother would and sent me back to my mother.
That's good.
Amen. And then when I got to my mother, you know how it was back in the day, you got another whip.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, my mother always said when we were in school, if you get a spanking at school and I find out about it, I'm going to spank you when you get home.
Amen. Amen. But it always, just like the saying goes, there's an old proverb, amen, I think somewhere, mm-hmm. I keep hearing people repeating, that it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of life, amen, I was brought up in. Amen. Everybody where I grew up at in St. Mary's, Georgia, black or white, if they knew my mother, I couldn't get away with doing wrong.
That's good.
Amen. Because they all
had
a hand.
It was a shadow following.
Amen. My life. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
On today.
Well, you know, there's the old cliche that mothers have eyes in the back of their head.
Amen.
You know, because they can see what the child is doing.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a mother's influence. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What is your testimony today about your mother? How are you living today? What is your life like today as a result of the way your mother influenced your life? It could be for godlessness, goodness, greatness, or godlessness. It is, do you love the Lord today because of the influence mother had? Pastor, I'm reminded of the one, and we spoke of it earlier, touched on it, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. If you would read that for us, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. We're talking about Timothy and his mother and grandmother's influence on his life, spiritually speaking. What does the scripture say about that?
Amen. The scripture says, amen, verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Amen.
And we find then in 2 Timothy, if you'll turn to it, Pastor, the third chapter, verses 13, 14, and 15, a good illustration of what had taken place in Timothy's life. Read those three verses for us.
Amen. Verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Amen. From a child. And the thing that's fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, and Pastor, I have relished this text for years because of that. That word child is the word brephos, literally from an infant. Timothy was taught the scripture by his mother and his father, and especially his mother and his grandmother, that influence that had his life. That shows, ladies and gentlemen, that the scripture and a grandmother influencing the life of her daughter, and the daughter then being a mother influencing the life of her sons and her daughters with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible points out that her faith had influenced young Timothy.
Amen.
And I can simply say, as a testimony to that, Pastor, that my mother would read the Bible to us. My mother would pray with us. And without a father in the home, she would pray with us, read the Bible to us, make sure that we were in worship service and Sunday school to make sure that we had the influence of godly preaching in our lives.
Amen.
And
amen.
I can look back now and I can barely fathom how she was able to keep going and doing what she did in those tough years and bringing us up without the influence of a dad in our homes. And I never will forget, and I've said this so many times as my testimony about her, in our little town back in Georgia, they had what they called matinee, and she would take us to the downtown to the theater. We could get a movie, a box of popcorn, and a Coca-Cola for a quarter, 25
Amen.
Cents.
Amen.
And that was the $1 that she would spend on a Saturday for all four of us to be have some leisure activity. But she made sure that we had that spectrum of that leisure activity in our lives. It was always decent, good movies. You didn't have then what you'd call bad movies.
Amen.
As you'd have today.
Oh, yeah.
But it's because of that influence on our lives that I believe made the difference in where I am today. As I look back in the reflection on the fact that she loved us, she was hardworking, she honored God, she would pray with us, read the Bible with us, and that influence is an indelible influence even today. And so I say to any mother that's listening today, you need that godly influence. You need to take that position that you're going to say, I'm going to impact my child's life, my son, my daughter. I'm going to impact that life with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The best thing that you can do, Mom, is to love the Lord, to serve the Lord, to let your sons and daughters see you reading the Bible, sharing it with them, praying over them, praying with them, that they'll come to know Christ as Savior and his Lord.
Amen. But, and you know, Dr. Youngblood, I also want to throw this in there while we're talking about it. Amen. I thank God for the godly women that are in the church.
Yes.
The elderly women.
Yes.
Amen. That when they see someone coming to the front to accept Christ in their lives, how they volunteer to go up there and pray with these
yes.
people. They spend time with them, mm-hmm. talk to them about the word and about the problems in their lives.
Yes.
Sometimes all somebody needs is for you to listen.
To listen.
They just want to be heard out. Mm-hmm. And these mothers will sacrifice their times. That's how I came to Christ.
Amen.
I met a godly woman,
amen.
A mother, Ruby Dale Peterson, amen, back in 1985, that told me everything about Christ.
Amen.
Not that my mother didn't tell me,
mm-hmm.
amen, but God had another person in place, prepared to help me along this journey just a little bit further.
Impacting and influence.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for her on today, and not only her, but many others. Amen. I have a litany of women,
yes.
amen, that influenced me in my life. Amen. Coming down, amen, from 1985 all the way up to now. My 36 years that I've been in Christ.
Amen.
School teachers, educators, Dr. Ann Stoddard, amen, those in Camden County, amen, influential, amen, in the educational background of my life. I thank God for all of you on
amen.
Today.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. If you'd like to share a word of testimony of what Mom has meant in your life, how has she influenced your life? There are multitudes of mothers that look back with deep regret that they did not early on impact the lives of sons and daughters with the gospel of Jesus Christ, having them in the Word, staying under the Word. And so I pray that that's been the influence that you've had. Perhaps you've had a different influence, and you've seen the difference today in your life as a result of it. You need not give a name. You need not give an address. You need not give the name of the mother, but just simply sharing a word of testimony. That number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is Brett. How you doing?
Yes. Good, Brett. Thank you for calling.
All right. I'd like to spend a special shout out to all the mothers who gave up their sons or daughters for adoption. I was adopted by a kind, loving mother who drugged me to church.
Yeah, that's
every
good.
Sunday.
Amen. All right. Praise
and so, you know, I'd like to. You know, I've never met my birth mother, but I've always wondered, you know, what happened to her and whatever. But, you know, she could have done the other choice. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been grateful for her giving me life and opportunity to have a wonderful family, Christian family at home.
Yes.
Amen.
So this is a special shout out for all the mothers who gave their sons or daughters off for adoption, thank you.
It's what you call choosing life, and
amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
There are a lot of mothers today that chose life by way of adoption.
Amen.
And giving that person the opportunity to grow up and to come to know Christ as Savior. Brother Brett, that's a wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. My mother had full-blown Alzheimer's disease. I went to visit her in New York, and to make a long story short, she had a window of about 5 minutes where she knew who I was, she understood what was going on, and I got to lead her to the Lord, and she got saved right in the middle of this full-blown Alzheimer's. Now, when I asked the Lord about this, I think he said to me, I'm God, I can do whatever I want to do. And if I want to save your mom, I could save your mom. But it has to be done scripturally. Meaning that he just wasn't going to save her. I still had to lead her to the Lord. She had to understand what she was doing.
Amen.
And he later confirmed that she did get saved. So I thought that was an interesting story.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Brother, thank you so much. I'm thankful for that privilege that you had. There are a lot of folks today that hearing your testimony of that, did not have that opportunity, that privilege. So it's a lot to be thankful for that Amen. You had that, as you called it, the wind of opportunity, where there was cognitive ability to recognize what you're saying and to say yes to Jesus Christ. That is a wonderful, wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much for that. I believe we have another call on the line. Give me the question to come in, please. Hello?
Yes, yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Davis. Good morning. And God
good
bless
morning.
You.
Good morning.
God bless you for dedicating the program today to paying tribute to mothers. Well, thank God for that. It's a very important thought. I'm making my little contribution of a testimony for my mother and growing up with her. Bless the Lord. I know mothers contribute because they're molding the kids from the early years, having to do with them. The contribution is tremendous in influencing the life, as you said, with your mother and Brother Davis, the same thing. Thank God. My mother, she, nine of us, and she was very hardworking, taking care, not working outside of the home, but taking care of the family. My dad mm-hmm. was a hard worker, very hard worker. They were poor, very poor circumstances, and nine children. My dad worked very hard, and my parents to take care of us. And they made sure that they didn't stop us from school. We had to help to whatever my dad was doing. We had to help him and help at home, learn to help at home. But they made sure they didn't stop us from school. We had to be in school 5 days a week when we had to walk 2 miles to school. But when Friday school was always with a handful of us, we were always there with a few others who bothered to come to Friday school. So that was growing up. But when I was about 17, age 17, my mother gave her heart to the Lord. And I should mention it, how it happened. It was the church, members of the church was having a visitation, outreach program, whatever. But they were visiting homes. And they knocked at the gate, and my mother invited them in. They came in and sat down and talked to her. My dad was away in the farm, so he wasn't at home. But my mom opened the door and listened to them, and obviously was hearing the gospel like that for the first time, because they were godly parents, but not church-going people, as it. So she listened, and she gave her heart. They knelt and prayed for her, and I don't remember if I was even there at that day. But after that happened, she started going to church and pulling us along with her. I was 17, and I'm the third of nine. So she had we had smaller ones, but the two older ones. My older brother was away from home by then. And she what happened to her after she gave her heart to the Lord? She was young in the Lord and in the techniques and the evangelism techniques and so on. But she did her part every day while she's in the kitchen doing breakfast and so on, every day, every morning. And she would her theme would be, we need to give our hearts to the Lord. And by then she
Amen.
Had quite a few teenagers. We were in our teens by then. And she insisted, she insisted that we need to give our hearts to the Lord. You know, there was all kind of no future for us unless we do that. And it's like, I remember her eventually becoming, you know, insisting. And I remember the day when I made up my mind and said, no, I need to make she have more peace, and I need to surrender to Jesus. And I said yes, made up my mind, went to church with her, said yes to Jesus. And when she was going to be baptized, we were five of us with her, five in all. It was herself and four sisters. Myself and three other sisters, right. Four of us Amen. Were baptized with her. So,
Amen. What you're saying then is, as a yes. result of the influence of your mother, by your mother getting saved, that yes. caused the trickle-down effect, as I call yes. it, of you getting saved and your other brothers and sisters, siblings
Amen.
Getting
Amen.
Saved. That's a wonderful testimony, and I'm thankful to hear you
yes,
share that in praising your mother. And that's what we want others to do today. Thank you so much for your calling. God bless you today for that
Thank
testimony.
You.
I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. No more calls. We missed the caller then. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a mother's influence. What kind of influence has mom had on your life? I'm looking at an article or the text here, Pastor Davis, in Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31.
Amen.
It's the text about King Lemuel. And King Lemuel, the name Lemuel is another name for King Solomon. And it's his mother, Bathsheba. And most of you know the name, Bathsheba. You recall that Bathsheba was the one that was seduced by David. He had Uriah, her husband, killed. And David and Bathsheba, his wife, gave birth to Solomon. And Solomon is the one that here in this text that Bathsheba, the mother, is giving instruction and counsel for Solomon. Pastor Davis, read verses 3, 4, and 5.
Amen. Proverbs 31, 3. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted.
Pastor, that's a wonderful counsel there that the mother, Bathsheba, gives to Solomon, the king. And she gave him words of counsel and influenced him about things of immorality and intoxication.
Amen.
Give not thy strength, that is thy passion, thy desires, unto women, nor the ways to that which destroyeth kings. And then she gave him further instructions, verse 4 and 5, about drinking. She says, basically, if you put it in the young blood vernacular, don't drink. Don't allow you to pervert serving the Lord and prevent you from being what God would have you to believe and to do. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please. All right.
Amen.
We have the text that is saying to us in this Proverbs 31. We have the text where she's giving instruction and influence on King Solomon about his moral life and the way he ought to live his life. And then one of the grandest texts, I believe, in the Scripture, Pastor, about a mother is in 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Amen.
1 Samuel
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 24 through 28. We've got a few moments left on the broadcast. We want to wrap up with this particular mother. It's Hannah. Most
Amen.
Of you know the name Hannah. She was the mother of Samuel. And she had prayed and prayed and sought God because she didn't have a child. And she had asked God to give her a child. If God would give her a son, she made a commitment to God, Pastor, that if God, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you to serve you. And verse 24, 25, 26 basically is the story of that. Read those verses for us quickly as we talk about Hannah and the influence she had on her son's life.
Amen. Verse 24. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, that is an exciting text because she made a commitment to the Lord. Lord, you give me a child.
Amen.
I'm going to give him back to you.
Amen.
You give
Amen.
Me a son, I'm going to surrender him back to you.
Amen.
And the Scripture says when he was weaned, in Hebrew custom, that would have been about 3 years of age. So at approximately 3 years old, Hannah goes back to the temple, and Eli the priest, she says, here's my son. And she leaves him there with Eli the priest so that he could be a servant of God. And you study the life of Samuel, you find that that life was surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, as we would call it today, surrendered to God. And as a result of his mother's commitment, his mother's influence, his mother's commitment to give him back to God. And so I say to every mother listening, the best thing you can do for your son or your daughter, the best thing you can do for your child is to surrender that child at an early age and say, Lord, I can't, but you can.
Amen.
Lord, I'm turning him over to you. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a point in time in any mother's life, any father's life, that you've done all you can do from the human perspective, and we must release them and turn them over to the Lord and allow God to direct their lives and use them. This is what you find Hannah doing. She surrendered him back. And I simply say to parents every day, all the time, in the study of the scripture about parenting, you need to surrender your child to God and not
Amen.
The government.
Amen.
It needs to be
Amen.
God and not the government that makes the decision on what that child will do. Pastor, we've got a few minutes left in the broadcast. What are some thoughts that you have for mothers today based on some of the texts that you are passionate about mothers in the scripture? What would you say to the mothers listening today?
Well, I certainly want to say amen to the mothers. First, I want to applaud you, give you a standing ovation, amen,
amen.
For the great job that you are doing, amen, in holding, amen, the family together as
yes.
a godly woman
yes.
should.
Amen.
Amen. All of you, amen, that are walking according to the scripture, amen, I applaud you and I give you your flowers while you live.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank God, amen, also, amen, for all of the church mothers, as I mentioned, that's what we call them, amen.
Amen, church
those
mothers.
Who work the altars, mm-hmm. amen, those who, amen, make every effort to see that each one that comes to the Lord understands the ways of the Lord, amen, and that you continue to do so in this day and time. I'm mighty afraid, Dr. Youngblood, that that might be a part of the problem in society on
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
Amen. Some parents are not giving the children back
amen,
to
the
Lord,
amen.
So the devil is stepping in and taking
That's
over.
That's right, absolutely.
But I thank God for praying mothers.
Praying mothers.
Praying mothers, amen. Those, amen, who pour out their souls, amen, to God, amen, day and night, amen. I used to hear him say sometimes, son, when I heard you talking about, amen, how, amen, you heard, amen, your mother and maybe some others singing a song, amen, rocking in the rocking chair.
Amen.
Sometime, amen, they'll be moaning and groaning.
Yes.
And I asked a woman one time, what does that mean? She said, son, when I'm moaning, like this, the devil don't understand what I'm saying. Amen. I can really get my, amen, my thoughts over to God now because God knows, amen, the thoughts
the
and
thoughts
the intents,
intent.
Amen, of the
amen.
Heart.
That's
so,
right.
Amen, I applaud you on today.
Thank
and
you.
I ask you, amen, amen, on behalf, amen, of us, amen, at this broadcast on today.
Yes.
Continue walking the ways of
yes.
the Lord. Amen.
And
give God the praise.
One of
amen.
The things we close with, Pastor, I've got a list here of some of the praises and thanksgiving of kids to their parents. One says, I'm glad that you're my mother because I'm not sure anyone else would have put up with me so long. Another one says, it's time to tell you how fortunate and special I am to be blessed with a mother that's caring and loving as you are. Happy Mother's Day. Another one says, Mom, thank you for being my anchor in this storm of life. I love you and don't know where I'd be without you. Another one says, Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day to my very own superhero and number one problem solver in my life. I hope you have a great day, Mother. Another one says, in your arms you held us. Little did we know that you had given us the greatest treasure that will ever fade in our hearts, that your love is forever.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Happy Mother's Day, Dr. Dorothy.
Happy Mother's Day to all. Yes. God bless you.
7 and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.